This is Central Time. Now, the state assembly passed a resolution this week that could amend the Wisconsin Constitution to change the way that judges determine bail for people accused of violent crimes. Among its potential changes is requiring judges to consider the criminal history in setting a bail amount. Currently, that history can be used to set some terms of a person's bail to protect public safety. The amount, though, is tied to making sure a person appears for their court date. The measure passed with some bipartisan support in the assembly. It would still have to pass the state Senate, get approved in another session of the legislature, then would go to a statewide election ballot. The governor would not be able to veto it. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see this change happen? Should judges have to take a person's criminal record into account when setting their bail terms? If you work in the justice system, what do you think of this idea? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Cindy Duco is a Republican representing the state's 99th Assembly District, which includes the city of Delafield. Representative Duco, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, I gave a very short summary there, Representative Duco. Can you spell out more? What would change if this constitutional amendment ends up ultimately going through?
The biggest change is that a judge can look back at your past criminal violent conditions. Right now, they're supposed to only take into account the amount of money that it's going to take to get you back to court. There was a case in my district where someone had been drunk driving six different times and kept getting out on bail because they hadn't had their court date yet. And on their seventh time, they killed someone. Well, I think if they could have gone back and looked at their past history, they would have said, okay, you keep continuing to drink and drive. That's a dangerous offense. We probably need to set your bail higher. So this is something actually that judges are kind of doing right now, even though they shouldn't be. They take an oath to uphold the Constitution. And in talking to many judges, they say, you know, we all kind of take this into account very quietly when we do it. And so this would actually allow them to do this legally and give them one more tool to help keep everybody safe.
This has been an issue for a while. It's gotten obviously a lot more attention after the tragedy at the Waukesha Christmas Parade last year. Six people killed by a driver, a number of other injured who had recently posted bail for a different case. I think everybody agreed the bail amount was too small. Did that give you a sense of heightened urgency to try to make this change?
Well, I was actually in the process of reintroducing this. I put this out in 2017 to begin with. And we were actually in the process of getting ready to reintroduce it when the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy happened. So we hurried up and did it rather quickly to make sure we could get it out there timely. And when I listened to Sue Opper, the DA in Waukesha, read through Daryl Brooks's past criminal record, it took her almost 10 minutes. So I found it absolutely appalling that he was out on a $1,000 bond that he managed to make in just a few days.
One concern I think people have is that bail is historically a tool to make sure that people show up for their court appointment, that they come back to court, they don't want to risk losing that money, and that the idea of protecting public safety, maybe it's the wrong tool for the job. Do you think that there's a non-bail solution here?
Well, I do think in some situations we should not allow any bail, but we have six murdered people in Waukesha and another 70 that are injured that are going to say, you know what? Safety to the community is important. If you'd have looked at Daryl Brooks's past history, he just tried to run over the mother of his child the week before, and they think it's okay to just let him out on $1,000 bail. At some point in time, we have to sit back and say, okay, where do the victims have some rights here? And we've seemed to have skewed the scale far to the other side right now. And we need to bring it back.
Well, there is a process in Wisconsin where someone can be straight up held without bail. As you mentioned, it's currently a pretty high bar to clear for prosecutors. Would this amendment make that easier apart from, you know, potentially raising the bail amount itself?
You're talking about pretrial release, and that was put in 1980, and it has never been used. It is virtually a mini trial before you have trial. So in a case of a sexual assault, the victim would have to come in and testify in that pretrial release and then come back and testify again in the trial. And sexual assault victims, it's very difficult for them to come in and testify in court. We don't have anywhere near the manpower. We would have to make double our whole justice system just to do pretrial release. So it's unworkable. No one has used it in 40 years.
We're talking to Republican State Representative Cindy Duco right now about her resolution to require judges to consider a person's criminal history when establishing bail for people convicted of violent crimes. This would be a constitutional amendment. That process kicked off with a vote in the Assembly this week. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea? Does it make sense to you to take that criminal record into account when setting terms of bail, when setting bail amounts? Do you worry it could hold more people in jail unnecessarily? If you work in the justice system, do you think judges need more tools to keep certain people detained to protect public safety? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our conversation with State Representative Cindy Duco from Delafield. We're looking at her resolution to amend the state constitution to let judges take a person's criminal background into account when they're setting bail for someone accused of a violent crime. That measure passed the Assembly this week. There are still several more steps before it would go into effect and change the state constitution. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. If you have thoughts on the idea, Representative Duco, why is this something that would need to be done as a constitutional amendment in Wisconsin rather than legislation?
I wish we could do it legislatively, because we would do it right now and we would be good to go. But unfortunately, it's in the Constitution how you set bail. So we don't have any other option but to have a constitutional amendment.
From your colleagues in the legislature, as I mentioned, there was at least some support from Democrats on this. Do you have a sense that it will pass the Senate, that has a good chance of ultimately passing this time around?
I'm very confident that it's going to pass the Senate. And I think there'll be some bipartisan support in the Senate also.
It's Brianna Caller now at 800-642-1234. Oop, looked like they are ready for a minute. They are not. Okay, we won't take the caller just yet. Representative Duco, there is concern from some people who are saying that they're worried that nonviolent offenders, lower-level offenders, there might be some spillover. They might face higher bails that keeps them in jail, maybe even if they don't need to be for public safety. What would you say to them?
Well, that's why they have to look at your past criminal violent convictions. And that's spelled out very clearly. Nobody wants to keep a shoplifter in jail. All of our jails are very full. Our judges are well aware of what goes on in the jails, and they're well aware of the people that are overcrowded. So nobody wants to keep a shoplifter in jail or a low-level offender. We just don't have the time or the space or the money. I mean, everybody we hold costs us money. So it spells it out very clearly that you have to look at their violent criminal convictions.
And now we can bring out a caller. William is with us in Grant County. Hi, William.
Hi. I just wanted to say I don't think anybody should be held in jail if they are ready to defend themselves. So they need a fast, speedy trial. That's about it.
William, thanks for the call. I'm not sure what his first point was, but people have raised concerns about the speed at which people get to trial. And if people are detained because of a high bail for a long time, they could, in effect, be incarcerated for quite a while between charges and trial.
And unfortunately, our court system is backed up quite a bit now, especially due to COVID. Milwaukee just went back to working full-time in their court system a couple weeks ago. So last spring, we managed to pack the Bucks Arena and the Deer District, but we couldn't open up the courthouse 100% because of COVID. So Milwaukee's running about 3 years behind, and Waukesha is probably running about two, which is what most people are running. And I agree, we need to find a way to get to a speedier trial. And that probably would mean spending more money on the justice system, which the legislature's happy to take a look at that next session. Everybody is entitled to a speedy defense. And what's happening in Milwaukee right now, because they're not getting that, is they're letting people out. The crime rate in Milwaukee is horrific. Last year, we had over 10,000 cars stolen. And this year, we're already up 5% over that number.
William, thanks for the call. We'll go to Sean now in Racine. Sean, hi.
Hi there. I think, honestly, this is a horrible idea. And you're putting power into the hands of judges to deny people their due process. You're essentially saying, we're going to lock you up. And what you just said was for possibly 2 to 3 years before we can get to even offering you a trial. And I do not know how you don't see that as unbelievably draconian.
Sean, thanks for the call. Well, Representative Duco?
First of all, you're not locked up for 2 or 3 years. That's how long that they're behind in their court proceedings. And people are getting let out because I think it's 90 days that if they can't get you to some sort of a processing, that they're letting people out at that point. So no one is sitting there for 2 to 3 years. And after what happened in Waukesha, and you look at that, the violent that that man tried to run over the mother of his child, and he's out on $1,000 bail. I'm sorry, I'll tell you what, my community is screaming for this. We want to feel safe on our streets. We have so much crime coming out our way from Milwaukee. I mean, you can't walk into one of our stores where they won't tell you that they just had someone come in and shoplift and someone had a gun. And it's we've got a problem and we need to fix it. And every judge I've talked to, every attorney I've talked to, every law enforcement officer I've talked to said this is way past overdue.
We'll go next to Christina on the line in Waukesha. Christina, hi.
Hi there. I'm a little concerned that we're expecting our judges to have a crystal ball. We're putting a lot of pressure on them to be able to predict the future. You know, we're all looking at this individual who committed this atrocity in Waukesha with the benefit of hindsight, which is 2020. I'm not sure him committing a terrible act against the mother of his child with his vehicle is any sort of prediction of the horrifying situation and carnage that he caused in Waukesha.
Christina, thanks for the call. A lot of discretion maybe she's worried about in the hands of judges, Representative Duco.
Well, judges already have that discretion. And first of all, that gentleman, it was not just one incident. It took Sue Opper 10 minutes to read his rap sheet. So he has a long lifetime criminal history. And when you're looking at someone like that, yeah, when you look at a 20-year criminal history, that's a pretty good predictor that he's probably going to do something again. Because in 20 years, he hasn't managed to change.
Christina, thanks for the call. Representative Duco, in our last minute or so, can you talk about the progress of this legislation now? As we mentioned, passed the Assembly. You mentioned you have high hopes in the Senate. Timeline for it coming before voters, if successful.
We hopefully will bring it back next January. We'll see what the schedule looks like then. And then the earliest it could be on the ballot would be April of 23. And if we can't quite, there's a timeline that you have to pass this so they can get the ballots printed. There's just some technical things that have to happen. And if we can't get it passed in time to get it on the April ballot, it would be on the ballot in fall.
Representative Duco, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too. That's Cindy Duco, Republican State Representative from Delafield. She talked with us about a measure she sponsored to change the way judges are required to assess cash bail for people accused of violent crimes. The resolution passed the state assembly this week. It still faces more votes and steps, as we just heard, before it would make it on a statewide ballot as part of the state constitutional amendment process. Next up, it's this week's edition of Food Friday. We'll meet the author of a new cookbook that answers a lot of our most pressing questions about cooking, like, do I really have to buy an expensive knife? First, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. Molly Stentz is with me. You rely on the Ideas Network for informative, interesting conversations. We count on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
And here's something you might not know, but listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. It's really why your gift of any amount right now makes an important difference. You can do that online at WPR.org or call us 888-202-2552.
Looking for, oh, we're off to a good start this hour. Looking for four more people to join in now by the end of the hour to hit our goal. I think we could do that. I think we can hopefully, with your help, exceed it. Thank you so much if you've already given.
And if you haven't yet, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's your gift that funds the programs you enjoy.
And that last conversation, this is something we do often on the Ideas Network, on the morning show here on Central Time. We talk to a state lawmaker who's at the center of a new legislation, in this case, a new constitutional amendment. They explain what they want to change, why they're doing it, and as we just heard, you get a chance to call in, ask questions, raise concerns about it. These are the kinds of conversations you've been able to count on the Ideas Network for years and years now.
WPR is listener supported. That means it's your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 that makes all the topics you tune in for each day possible. Choose an amount that works for you and make your gift.
Maybe you pay your bills online. Well, you can support WPR in that same streamlined way by becoming a sustainer.
And the cool thing is you get to choose. You can choose a monthly amount that works for you. Maybe that's $10, maybe that's $20. You set up automatic ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card. You can do that safely and securely online at WPR.org, or you can give us a call, 888-202-2552. It's easy to get started, and your support of WPR will always be current.
When you support Wisconsin Public Radio, you're supporting the Wisconsin idea to spread the resources of the university system across the entire state. Not every state has this kind of thing. Not every state has the high-quality programs you enjoy daily here on the Ideas Network.
WPR is one of the great things about Wisconsin. It's something to take pride in. Join forces with so many of us across Wisconsin right now that make a contribution. You can do that at WPR.org. Or call us, 888-202-2552.
Think about the things you spend money on every day. The coffee, takeout, that adds up. It's easy to spend on things that are an important part of your routine.
Snacks are important.
Definitely.
But so is Wisconsin Public Radio. We are a part of your routine. We're your news source. We're your conversation starter, your place to learn. So spend some money today. Start with a dollar a day. Hey, that's just $30 a month. You can do that at WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552.
Looking for four more people to hit our goal this hour. And hey, you can show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and ask for the new WPR mug. It's got that cool sun and pine tree design on it. It's yours when you give $10 a month or more right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're a sustaining member, thank you. Thank you so much. Today is the day you could increase your support of WPR. Maybe that's $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever amount you choose. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from James and Larson, who says, as a regular listener, WPR has become my source for continuing education and insight. And Emily from Eau Claire says, I give because I listen to WPR every day, and it's awesome. Pretty straightforward. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, James. How about you? You count on us for great conversations each and every day here on Central Time, here on the Ideas Network. We really do count on you to help pay for it all. Make your gift right now online at WPR.org. Or call, takes just a few minutes, at 888-202-2552. And thanks so much for your support.